Welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
Hey guys.
It's another week and we got another story. But first, have you seen this crazy stuff about Love is Blind?
No. What is Love is Blind? Okay.
So I know you've been in school world. So Love is Blind is like this reality TV show where they go into these pods, men and women are okay. In separate pods. They can't see each other. So the point of the experiment is that you're supposed to fall in love with the person and the personality. You talk through a wall, you can't see each other, and you propose before meeting.
I like that.
And then
the proposal's a little weird. Yeah. Like, can we start like a relationship?
So they end up meeting. Okay. And like a reveal after the proposal, they propose again in person. I'm sure that's just part of like production or whatever. They go on a honeymoon. The ones that are popular enough.
Right.
Go on a honeymoon. And then they end up like all living in like this apartment complex. They all move in together a lot of times, or they'll go, depending on the season, sometimes they'll live like in their houses, like whoever's house. So there's this one guy, Chris, and he starts dating a doctor.
A doctor?
Yeah. Like, ooh. She's a badass. Like, she's a straight up doctor. They went to like his place, and it was kind of like bachelor patty and not like a lot, which I mean, I feel like that's how a lot of guys tend to be.
Yeah.
But then they went to her house, and her house looked like a mansion compared to his, and it was super nice. And I think he realized like
he
couldn't, like, I think he was insecure.
Yeah.
About it. Also, like, apparently she was talking about politics during everything and like saying like, did you vote for Trump? And he said no, and apparently he lied. So like, that's something you can't lie about. Like, if politics are very important to you, and somebody, you know, a lot of times that goes down to like a moral issue, some like things with people. So you can't just like be like, yeah,
right,
I didn't vote for him, and then it turns out that you did. Like, that's like, just
be honest about it.
Right. So he dumped her while talking on a couch, telling her that they lacked physical chemistry, stating he prefers women who do Pilates every day.
Oh.
So let me show you.
Yeah, I want to see what he looks like. Hold on.
What he looks like. So this is him.
Ew. Why is he look? Ew.
So that's him.
Like girls?
This guy. Like, like, if you don't know, like, that's what he looks like. Whatever, but you're sitting there, like, saying, like, that you like a woman who does Pilates every day. This is her.
She's pretty.
She's gorgeous.
And looks like she does Pilates.
You're right. She's gorgeous.
She's definitely doing more Pilates than me.
Like, she's beautiful. I'm just, like, shocked about it. Like, that literally a quote that came out of the show is, in a normal world, I date somebody who does Pilates every day.
Mm-mm.
That's insane to me. Mm-hmm. Like, wild behavior, her face says everything. Like, she's like,
right,
okay, I'm a doctor. Like, I'm saving people's
lives.
Like,
what do you even mean?
crazy. So that's like been like the big thing that's been going around a lot. And like, we're a little bit behind on like posting, so this will come out like after everything, but that blew up because everybody was like, what? Like, he was talking about doing CrossFit and stuff, and then he's not cut. Like, you would think a man who talks like that would look like the guys from Heated Rivalry, speaking
right
of. Heated Rivalry. so good. The love story, I know you haven't watched it yet, but it's so good. Like, this gay love story is like the sweetest thing. So anybody who hasn't watched Heated Rivalry should. Also, the chef's kiss. These men are beautiful. And it makes sense why they're playing gay men. But yeah, like, he's not even cut. Like, this guy isn't like any crazy hot thing.
Right.
He's just a normal dude. Like, and then you're saying like, no, sir, you're doing this because you're insecure, because she's a doctor who makes her own money, is independent, and you can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. Just disgusting. Like, his whole personality in the entire show like ends up being disgusting, because then he's like hitting on one of the girls, and then there's a girl in there who's like not
on the show. He's hitting on another
girl? Like, in the bar after everything happens, and there's a girl in there who's not a girl's girl, who was like talking trash about Jessica.
I don't like,
oh, it's gross. It's gross. I cannot stand a woman who's going to talk trash about another woman. Like, that stuff drives me nuts, especially when you're trying to get a man. So you're trying to, like, bash another woman so that you can make yourself look good, hoping, like, that's a choose me. And I don't do well with choose me girls. I'm like, no, I don't. That's gross. And you need to go look at your, like, moral compass. Because if women aren't going to support women, who is?
Right.
Yeah. Gross. So anyway, so that was a wild week. So lots of things happening with, like, in the reality TV world. And then, oh, because then you got robbed from Traitors. Have you heard about this?
No. Oh, God. I don't watch TV.
I know. You don't. You don't have time. So Rob's from Florence.
Oh.
Like, he's from here. Oh. And he's become, like, a heartthrob. Because so he was on Love Island a year or two ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he got, like, really popular from that. Let me show you. Oh, he's the first Rob when you Google now. In Google.
Oh.
So he's a snake. Like, he catches snakes and stuff. Like, that's, like, his whole, like,
oh,
thing.
No.
He's from Florence. Is this not the most hilarious?
I'm sure he does catch snakes. Like, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Mean, he makes, like, the snake look really good.
Right? Right.
He does make the snake
look good. So he got obviously really popular on Love Island. And he was pretty popular, like, with his socials and stuff. And obviously, like, when you're on a show like that, like, your socials blow up.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then he got invited to come on to Traitors, which is another reality show. It's great, though. It's hilarious. Like, anybody who hasn't watched it, you should. Takes place in Scotland. There's traitors and there's faithfuls. And basically, you're trying to figure out who the traitor is. Mm-hmm. And, like, the traitors are killing off faithfuls as they go.
Oh.
And the faithfuls are trying to figure out who the traitors are so they can kill them off.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you figure it out, you get off. So he portrayed that he was a faithful the whole time and he was a traitor.
Oh.
So, and he did very, very well. He was, because he's, like, really chill and relaxed. Yeah. Like, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't, like, overly defend himself or anything. If anybody's like, it's you. So he played a really smart game and he had, bless one of the girls' hearts. Like, one of the girls and him were, like, super close during the show and everything. And she, like, truly believed he was a faithful and, like, went to the end with him. And then he was like, oh, by the way, I'm a traitor. So he won the money. Like, I think it was like $200,000 or something.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. So this guy from, like, Florence, Alabama is just, like, being on all these shows. And now he's, of course, like, on, like, Jimmy Kimmel Live and, like, every single, like, news show and everything else. And he's been in New York all week. So, and I'm heading that way. So I'm like, maybe I'll see him. and he's been hanging out with the Heated Rivalry guys in New York. So I'm like, I just want to see all of them and just be like, right. Hi, you guys are amazing. Thanks. But yeah, but he has a girlfriend now. And he did say, like, he was telling people, like, I have a girlfriend. And I guess he had a girlfriend before he went to Traitors. He met her in a bookstore.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? I go
it
to the bookstore. I go to the bookstore all the time. What do you mean? Like, I go to bookstores all the time and I don't ever find a guy who's like that attractive. Like, he's a very attractive man. And then also just like, he approached a woman in the bookstore. Like, was I in the wrong section?
You were definitely in the wrong section.
Was I in the smut section and I needed to be in like something else? Like, it's so heartbreaking for me. But alas, there's some great TV out there. So when you are done with school, you got to watch some TV.
Even when I'm done with school, I don't watch reality TV.
You should, though. Sorry. It's so good because it will make you feel better about your life.
I like to probably.
You'll be like, I'm not that bad.
Now, when my strange addiction was out, I did watch some of those episodes.
Yeah. Those were some strange ones. Like the people that ate the foam.
And toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper. It's gross. But yeah. So, all right. We got a story. Hi. My coworker told me about your podcast. Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hello. So she says, I'm going to share my victim impact statement with you regarding my ex-husband, because she wants to help educate women about the dangers of domestic violence and how it is possible to break free, which I think is something we love to talk about.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's the point of this podcast, is to be like, we're all in different healing times and timelines. You're not alone. Everybody's been through some awful relationships. And it is possible to get out of them if you feel stuck. And if you need resources, like, reach out to us and we can point you in some good directions. I want to share how it is possible for someone working in a successful career and educated can fall into a relationship like this. She goes on to say that she has like texts and videos and to back up her claims, you know, in case there's ever an issue with receipts. And same girl. Yeah. Same.
Keep them receipts like 50 Cent.
Absolutely. Hang on to them forever. Cause you never know like when you're going to need them.
Right.
So just, it's always good to just have them, which is kind of annoying. Cause like, I hate having to hang on to mine, but
whatever. I have a phone from like 2015 hanging on to my receipts. Okay. I get it.
I have to put everything like into like a file folder on my computer.
You're so much more tech savvy than me. As I hold on to my 2015 flip phone.
Yeah, you could definitely.
I'm kidding. It wasn't a flip, but.
Hey, they're coming back.
Hey, I did see one at the library the other day.
I told you, they're coming back.
I was like, oh, look, an antique.
I've been there. All right. It says, once we moved into the house, the abuse escalated, which I feel like is the story for a lot of people.
It's always once you move in, because then they think that you're trapped.
Yeah, which is really, really sad.
She's not going to want to move out.
Yeah, she's stuck here. And you're
who's going to take her now?
Mm-hmm. She said she was even more isolated because she was working remotely. So she said it felt like a prison.
Oh.
She became even more depressed and withdrawn, but she was so incredibly thankful for her best friend and her best friend's husband, who started coming over weekly to check on her because they could see what was happening, which is great. Like, that check on your people.
Yeah.
Even if they're not asking for it, just like check on them. Mm-hmm. Like, help them in whatever way you can. Just knowing that you're there, I think, makes a big difference for people. We would only hang out with his friends, but then she would always have at least her friend that came. They saw the obsession that, so this guy apparently had obsession with firearms. So he had an obsession with firearms that kept escalating. He was hiding guns in the pull-down attic, the walk-in attic, master bedroom. There was a gun room upstairs. They were all over the living room, kitchen. Guns were everywhere in this home. You had to move guns off the kitchen table and the couch to sit down.
That is insane. Like, I've known people to have a lot of guns, sure, right? But like, gun safety too. Like, we don't just leave them all over the place.
No. And like, if you're going to have them, do you need that many?
Right.
Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, and especially when it's just like AR. So she says, they're AR-15s and Glocks with 4 to 5 magazines with him at all times, including going to grocery stores. Why are you going to a grocery store with a rifle?
That's crazy. Like, she said a Glock. Isn't a Glock a handgun?
Yeah, but she said also an AR-15, and that's a rifle.
Yeah.
So he's going with a rifle and a Glock with 4 to 6 magazines with him at all times to, like, go to the grocery store.
Can somebody, like, whisper his name to the FBI just in case?
Yeah, I'm concerned. Like,
I have concerns.
I do, too. Because that's a lot. And, like, okay, are you in a war zone? Like, right. Why are you... It's completely fine to have a gun, like, on you, if that's like your thing,
yeah,
and you took a class or you have your concealed carry, or, you know, some states are open carry, whatever the case is. But even as I own a gun.
Me too.
And I, for like my safety and protection, I don't open carry because I don't need people to know that I have it, like, mm-mm, where I am and what I'm doing, because the point of it is for just my protection. It's not, right. I'm not trying to showboat.
I'm not bragging about it.
I'm not trying to make people feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a lot to be said about that. Like, I feel it's intimidating when people like want to just walk around, especially with an AR-15. That's pretty wild. And especially in the world of active shooters.
Right.
I mean, we just had the one in Austin, Texas. Like, there's shootings all the time. So it's just, I don't know. In this day and age, like, do you need to be like that? I don't know. But it sounds like this was very concerning. So she says he also took those guns to see her family. Her family saw the escalation and they were worried. So obviously, like, he's always been a gun person, but he's been bringing more and more and more guns around, which is pretty wild. They said they were always nice to him so he wouldn't isolate her further. So that they were like playing the game because they were worried about like him isolating her even more than he already had. She always did things with her dad and her stepmom on the weekends to have an outlet, a break from the daily berating outbursts and violence. He would take his anger out on the house, the dogs, the cars, and me. There was no peace or quiet in the house. The neighbors were even scared, and every time we took the dogs for a walk, he was armed. And every time he would have an episode, I would run right in my dad's, jump in the car with just clothes on my back and my purse and the dogs if I could grab them. He would chase me with the ARs. and I would hide with the dogs in my office. That house was literally my prison. And she felt like a prisoner in the marriage. There were a lot of men who came over weekly who he sold guns and ammo to and witnessed like how he treated her. And then they told her that she should act better and treat him with respect.
What?
I mean, it makes sense if these are the kinds of people that are like selling some backwards.
Yeah.
Like gun stuff. Like
seems really sketchy. Like yeah. The whole situation seems real sketchy. Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff that Dick used to do. Like he would be like, I sold my gun. I'm like, to what? Into who? Into where?
Yeah. Like,
and apparently it's legal in the state of Alabama to just do whatever you want. I don't know where she's from, but, you know, in certain states, it just depends on what the laws are. And that's pretty crazy to me. And it's, I'm not surprised that the men that were buying these guns were saying something like that, but like, how dare you, like, what right do you have to even talk to her?
Right.
Like, that's insane. She says she's sunk into a deeper depression, which makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
She said, my dad and my stepmom saw the spark slowly disappear from me. I was so depressed. I stopped taking care of myself. I got horrible migraines. I thought I had no way out. He talked horribly to me, horribly about women, her profession, people of color, her appearance, and her weight and her looks. She thought that she weighed 400 pounds, which she doesn't, and she didn't. But like that's how he made her feel, and that she was an unlovable piece of trash. I'm going to back this up and say that she responded because I asked for a clarifying question on how long they had been together, and they had been together 12 years.
Oh my God.
And so...
So 12 years of that nightmare.
So, well, I think it wasn't a nightmare in the beginning, but what ended up happening was he started escalating and mm-hmm. going down like
a spiral down
like a political hill and going over to this, I need all the guns, I need all the weapons, I need all the things, which I think a lot of people were like doing for a hot minute. And it sounds like he was part of that. And then he was like escalating everything. So
I think it is really important to note that a lot of domestic violence relationships don't start off abusive from the beginning. Correct. They start off with like showing anger issues, lashing out a lot, like screaming and yelling, and then that gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse, and maybe sexual abuse comes in account, and then eventually it does get physical, but like it doesn't just jump into that.
Yeah.
So like when a lot of people say, well, why did you stay with him if he was abusive? Like it didn't start that way.
Right. And then a lot of times by the time you do see it and you can leave, that's a situation like this where you're like, he's going to shoot me if I walk out the door. And it's hard to get away, and you're worried about your dogs, and you're worried about the kids or whatever the additional thing ends up being. So it's not as easy as just walking away. And I think that's just a cop out for a lot of people who've never been through anything like that.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot more that goes into play for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like just the fear of like, are they going to come after you afterwards?
Yes.
Like,
and because we've talked to people who's like,
are they going to hurt somebody I love because I left?
Or are they going to threaten to kill themselves? Like we've had that happen a lot.
Every relationship I've been in, that's how it's ended.
Yeah. And like we've had other listeners that have come on and like last year and talked about it. And we're like, yeah, he told me he's going to kill himself. And was like trying to guilt me and stuff. And they're manipulative and they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She says a violent episode happened in the fall of 2024 for their nephew's birthday. They were driving down. So they're from Alabama because they were driving down to Tuscaloosa. And that's when he started screaming at me at the top of his lungs and his eyes went black, which you've talked about. And that sounds
It's legit. I swear the demon comes to them. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but they do. They turn black.
That's crazy. So she said he yelled the entire way until he pulled off at a gas station and he jumped out with a loaded AR-15 and Glock. So two guns, screaming for her to call an Uber and get the F out of the car. I don't even know what he was yelling about at the time. He was just yelling to yell. I remembered he said, I spoke to him in a tone he did not appreciate. I sat down motionless in the car, trying to download Uber and text his sister for help. His family was very much aware of all the abuse I have been put through, and he put them through a lot of the same. I wanted them to be made aware he was coming to a child's birthday with loaded guns. Again, in the world of active shooters, like...
And real sketchy. Like, yeah. Can we slip his name?
And a lot of... There's plenty of shootings that have happened at birthday parties. Like, sadly, like drive-bys and everything else. Like, you hear it in the news all the time. So it's just so disgusting. He was causing a scene at the gas station is so people were looking. And of course, at a man screaming at a woman while waving an AR-15 and a Glock. She was sobbing uncontrollably. She texts her friend that would come like check on her and tell her what happened. She said he then got back in the car and starts driving erratically all the way to Tuscaloosa, screaming at her. She said she sobbed the entire way. He was throwing napkins at her, telling her to blow her nose and how it's all her fault, that she spoke to him in a negative tone. Because speaking in a negative tone warrants guns and screaming and
abuse. Yeah, I mean,
abuse.
Like, you should totally be shot because you spoke to him in a negative tone. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, like, the audacity that some men have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, I don't understand.
It's like they're hungry for power.
Yeah, it's just, it's insane to me. Once I got to the party, she sat in the car for over an hour, afraid to get out of the car. And she said that's when she knew her marriage was over, because she was like, this is insane. This man is going to, she said this man was going to kill me.
Yeah.
So the abuse kept escalating more and more. His family came out to talk to her, and she told his mom and his sister that she didn't know how much more she could take. Their solution was for her to ride back with them home to our house, to her own house with him.
To go back.
Yeah, and continue living with him.
But sounds like number one's mom.
But they knew about the abuse. That's insane.
Yeah, so did number one's mom. Like, she begged me not to leave. Begged me not to leave him.
Some people shouldn't be parents.
Hence why her kid was abusive.
Yeah. Like, I wonder where it stems from.
No accountability.
And she says, that is not the solution for domestic violence. Correct.
Right.
Correct. That is not the solution.
Offer her a safe place.
Correct. Give her a safe place to go, somewhere that she can get away from that. Like, don't take her back to that house.
Right.
Then he blew up on his uncle and was screaming at him all the while with loaded guns again. He got so angry that he got up and stormed out of the party. So he was still at the birthday party waving guns around. So this guy blew up on like the birthday child's dad. So like that's the person that he blew up on with the guns at the kid's birthday party. And then he stormed out.
That's insane.
She said there was an episode where he was trying to make curry and he messed it up and he ran and grabbed a loaded AR-15, waving it around, screaming at her and the dogs.
About curry?
Yeah, over curry. Like, so this man has major anger issues, right? Like,
bad.
She said one of the dogs started barking at him and he pointed the loaded gun at her and said, get her away from me or I will shoot her. So at this point, she's like, he was going to kill my dog. So she quickly grabbed her and the other dog and ran to the bathroom and locked the door and hid. He was running around the apartment screaming, waving the AR-15. So this is even scarier. He's in an apartment. Can you imagine like being neighbors with this person?
Oh
like
God.
They're going to shoot through the walls.
You're gonna have me reevaluating where I live.
She says she did not have her phone and she had to sneak back out to find it. She heard the front door slam and she took her chance and ran back into the bathroom with her phone and the dogs. She called his parents and asked for help, told them he was waving the gun, trying to kill the dog. And they said they were on the way. She then called her own stepmom asking for help, that she was locked in the bedroom while he was doing God knows what outside. She said she was on the way to get me and the dogs. When she showed up and called me, I grabbed the dogs in the leash and let her inside. He had apparently left with the guns. So she quickly got a purse and went to her car and then he appeared. He walked up to them carrying the loaded AR.
He really did love that gun though.
Seriously, like he really loves guns. She said anger was in his eyes and he was livid. He was angry that I called his parents and that she called her own stepmom. Her stepmom offered him water to try to defuse the situation. He walked inside, so they took their chance and ran to the car with the dogs. She wanted to call the police, but I would not let her. I was afraid he would lose his job. I know now that I was enabling his abuse along with his family.
Oh, 100%.
Which is the thing, like, when it comes to, like, jobs and stuff, like, it's not your responsibility to protect their money. Like, if they're making bad choices and they're like committing literal abuse and, you know, doing these things, then they deserve to lose their jobs.
Also, like, what job is it? Because, like, are they putting other people in danger? Because obviously, right. like he has a really bad anger issue. So what exactly is he doing where he would lose his job? Because he probably doesn't need to work with the public.
Right. Like,
or anybody. He probably needs to be in a mental hospital.
Right. Because God forbid he's like in some kind of like law enforcement type thing, because a lot of times those are the people who are obsessed with guns. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is that type of situation, because he definitely doesn't need to be.
And I don't think that one class that they make you take for anger management really does something for people.
No.
Not my at ex all. Took it. He was still angry.
I mean, I don't think one class is going to change that. Like, that's a therapist thing.
I know. Like, I was like, oh, okay. His probation offered one class. And I was like, it's really going to do something.
It's really going to change it. That one anger class is really.
You know what it didn't do? It didn't change it.
It probably made him more angry.
Yeah. I mean, like, he came back the same person. I was like, oh, I guess you learned something, didn't you?
You're like, this is great. She said this was a normal occurrence, him blowing up and grabbing a gun. He was always armed, especially with the rifle. And then he also always had his Glock and extra magazines. It's interesting that he always had extra magazines. What do you need that many magazines for?
I'm telling you, somebody let the FBI know.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's going to shoot up the mall.
Something's going to happen at some point. He doesn't seem like he's very stable.
I'm generally concerned to go to the mall now because you said it was in Alabama.
She said another example that she has been in the car with him when he pulled a gun on a woman driving down the interstate, screaming at her, shouting racist things to her. I've been in the car when he pulled a loaded gun and held it to the back of his longtime best friend's head. Now I'm like, were they still best friends?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either.
Who does that? Like, you I mean, we talked about that. This earlier in the week. Like, who does that? I know somebody who was accidentally, quote unquote, shot in the head. Like, it's not a game. It's not funny.
Yeah, you don't play with guns. Like, that's not something mm-hmm. you play with. She's been in the car with him and he drove erratically, sometimes over 90 miles per hour, driving reckless. And she was always terrified. She's always told him that she was afraid of guns and he didn't care. He used the guns to control her. He was always open carrying and he would scream at her if she cried from fear. She was never allowed to show emotions. And then last year, he had the final large episode, which caused her to finally flee and get away. He started raging and said he was going to refuse to take his medication. He came home and was like driving erratically into the driveway. He got out of the car and went inside, slammed doors and started throwing his medicine and left a hole in the wall. She grabbed the dogs and held them. And he was just screaming. And then he went to the bedroom, sat down. And then he started a blood-curdling scream while sitting next to his rifle. She ran into the office with the dogs and she called her dad. She said she was scared and he didn't know what to do. He said to come to his house. And so she quickly grabbed a purse and ran. She called his friend and said, please help calm him down.
I hope not the friend that he put the gun to the head of.
I'm like,
hope it was a different one.
But even then, like, that's scary for that friend. Like, if this guy's having these kind of like manic episodes to come around somebody with a gun, like, that's terrifying. Like, that's a job for police.
Right. And, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, there are lines to friendship.
Yeah.
If you pull a gun on me, like, our friendship's over. If you're acting crazy and, like, you may be a potential active shooter later, like, we're probably going to end this friendship.
Correct. Absolutely. That is the correct
response.
I'm
all of a sudden busy every time you want to hang out.
And then they come and shoot you.
And no, because we're gonna break it off really light, okay?
Yeah, slowly.
I'm sorry. I'm just so busy.
It has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with you.
She said she fled. And unfortunately, she had to leave the dogs because she didn't know what else to do because she didn't want to die. She got to her dad's house and she finally opened up about how dangerous the marriage was. So see, that's a thing too, is we just don't... You don't tell the families a lot of times, like, how dangerous it is, you know, like, you dangerous or like, you don't want your family to not like your significant other. So you hide a lot of stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
While I agree that, like, you shouldn't be airing out all your dirty laundry in a situation like this, where you're literally being abused and there's like fear for your life, like, you have to mm-hmm. tell them. She said this is the first time that her dad and her stepmom told her it was okay to get a divorce, that she didn't have to continue living in the violence. She said that someone called her and said that they were taking care of the dogs. So she stayed with her family and tried to figure out what to do next. She said the next day she went back to the house because her ex said that he would leave her alone. Of course, he lied.
Of course. They always do.
He had spent the night in the car in the driveway. So she had no idea he was there. She thought it was safe at home with the dogs. And then she knew she needed a plan to get away. She suggests to give other examples of things that he's done. Pulled a gun on the neighbor's dog. He has at least 3 negligent discharges. He stole gun parts to build guns and ammo from a gun factory. He lied about how he got hurt for his disability rating. So they were right there. That's military.
Mm-hmm.
So he's probably a military person.
Of course.
He lied about being an EMT because he had flunked out of school. So it sounds like he was what I'm inferring is that he was in the military and then he got out because of a disability and that he apparently lied about. And then he tried to become an EMT and he fell, flunked out. He lied about his arrest. He was arrested for kidnapping a minor. So I guess she learned this after the fact, which is pretty crazy.
That's awful.
Yeah. His friends gave him a nickname, apparently, because he lies so much.
Ooh.
That they call.
That's why he pulled the gun on him.
Yeah. They call him his bullshit pills because he lies so much. She said he also cheated on her multiple times and lied about it. He had physical relationships with women and told her that it was only like online and just an emotional thing to try to manipulate her, which is still cheating, people.
It is still 100% cheating.
It is still cheating because that's like one of the things that drives me nuts. Like with.
It was just online. It was never cheating. No, it was cheating.
If you are entertaining another woman and telling her that she's beautiful and telling her that she's sexy and sending photos and like just like entertaining another woman, period. Mm-hmm. While you are in a committed relationship with somebody, that is cheating.
Right.
It drives me nuts when men think that that's not cheating. I'm like, because they would be pissed if we did it.
Oh, absolutely.
Ugh. She found out that he took another girl to see a concert. Oh, it's funny. Sounds familiar. Speaking of concerts, though. We have the best one coming
up. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So Dick's going to be jealous. He told her that he went to his cousin's. Well, that's interesting. She said, he told me he went to his cousin's and got an STD from her.
His cousin?
Yeah.
Hold on. His cousin, her cousin, his cousin?
Yeah, that's what it says.
What is up with it? Okay, they're going to have to stop talking about Kentucky because apparently it's Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama's having some issues.
Alabama's having some incest
stuff. So basically, then he exposed her to an STD. So she had to go to the health department. This is like, that's another sad situation. Like, I had to go do that because I didn't know who all he had been with and everything. And that was just like, having to just sit there and have that test sucks. Mm-hmm. And tell them like, oh, my husband's been cheating on me for 4 years and I need to get tested because I don't know if he's given me anything that's like maybe not popping or I'm not having symptoms from, because you don't always have symptoms.
Mm-mm.
So, and that's a horrible thing to have to do. So I feel her for that. Like, you know, you're not alone.
I was terrified when I had to.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, that's the case for a lot of us that have to go do that test. However, with a positive ending to this, she is 10 months clean and free from this relationship.
Congratulations.
Which is amazing.
Absolutely.
So, I'm glad you got away. I hope
happy for you.
Absolutely. I hope he leaves you alone. I hope he stays far away from you. We're definitely going to make sure we know who he is so that we don't see him. If you, I think posting him, which I will, you know, respond to her and say, but I think she needs to post him. And are we dating the same guy? She could do it anonymously, but I think that's something that people need to know to watch out for this person, because those websites, I know they piss men off and I know they have the same thing for us where they like rate us and stuff, which is disgusting because we're not, at least in our local one, you're not being rated. Like, we're not rating men. It's literally like, hey, this guy's abusive or this is my situation that I had with him. So just be aware, because I think that's the number one thing is like just knowing what you're getting into, because guys are so good. And women too, but people are very good at hiding things and manipulating and lying. Mm-hmm. So people should know what they're getting into if they have been an abusive person before. And I think that, you know, post it anonymously. If you're worried about like laws or anything else, don't share their full name. Post it anonymously. because people still need to know. Right. And then you could like leave it open to like, I have proof. I have receipts. If anybody needs to come, like, you know, what she did with the email with us. It sounds like that was a horrible, like, escalating relationship. And then to find out that like he was cheating the whole time and then he escalates with the guns and you're constantly like putting holes in walls and you're, mm-hmm. you know, hitting, you know, her, the dogs, like kicking them or doing whatever they're doing to them too. Like, that's just, it's gross.
Horrible.
So I'm glad that you got away from that.
Yeah.
But all right. Well, that was another story. So everybody remember, you're not alone. Click subscribe. Check out all our socials. We post some entertaining things there. We think we're funny. So go on and see it.
TikTok thinks I'm funny.
TikTok does think you're funny. Amber does a big portion of the socials. So go check us out. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.